Glass shards rained upon them all as Azatas the Wise burst through his penthouse window, hovering in midair, looming there menacingly, his floating, yoked physique glowing with a bright yellow aura that almost resembled a third moon in the night sky.
Now, who to kill next? Eeny, meeny, miny.
Not my wizard!
You.
The wizard zoomed from the sky, clocking in at speeds over 69 times the speed of sound, falling feet first, drop-kicking his way right into the crotch of the local blacksmith. Now his junk was struck with the force of 1,000 suns, causing his phallus to fly freely to and fro across the clearing. And after a moment or two of this, the cock rocket finally came crashing back down to the ground, right next to where Mrs. Stevelman was currently standing. And lo, she had been utterly annihilated in the resulting explosion. Only a pile of ash and her signature pair of goggles remained.
Would you look at this? An adorable little squirrel. Zap!
Upon being blasted by the blasphemous old fool's blasphemous eye lasers, a monstrous change had begun overtaking the squirrel. A spectacle that looked by no means painless, as the little guy's body grew to the size and proportions of a man. As Freddy Krueger claws burst from the skin on the back of its paws, as its buck teeth grew into one single razor-sharp point.
You ready to murder these fools, ya boy? Sorry. Oh, that's not even my... That's why, because I don't know what colors are. Oh my god, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm so sorry. Dad!
Scarletta, run! I'll try to hold him off for as long as I can!
Oh! Dad, no!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.